seriously, it is all Adrian's fault that this evil was released.
Guten Tag and Konnichiwa, or Konnichiwa, or Konnichiwa. I'm Adrian Lozano. Welcome to episode 158. I'm going to be talking about a lot of random stuff, and also about somebody awesome, Mr. Peter Scolari. So stay tuned while I rant and rave, and prattle on. Prattle on, dudes! Hello, Adrian Lozano here, long-time first-timer. Have you seen the new Skechers commercial? It's bullshit. They're attacking... I'm not even going to play it. They're attacking fucking hoodies. Hoods are practical things. They are actual things that come in fucking... things that come. Wow, I'm starting off the show great. They are things that come. A hood is a practical fucking thing. Raincoats have hoods. Parkas and like winter clothing has hoods. These guys are like, go hoodless, go hoodless, go hoodless. Fuck that shit. Wear a fucking, you're never too old to wear a hoodie. Don't let anybody tell you that you're too old to be wearing a hoodie. Cause that's what this ad, that's ageism. That's fucked up. You're never too old to wear a fucking hoodie. That's bullshit. Bullshit. Fuck you, Skechers. Fuck you. I'm working on a scary story that involves bingo. I actually have a couple stories about bingo, but in time. I also want to let you know that there is a special trailer for this week, because I have not released this trailer yet. I have not released it yet because it's a trailer for my next short film, Arts of a Deadly Nature. Not farts. Arts. That's the whole title. Arts of a Deadly Nature, not farts, in parentheses, arts, exclamation point. It's called Arts of a Deadly Nature. And no, it's not a movie about nature, but it does take place in nature. And it's actually a martial arts adventure. And I love it. I love it a lot. I really enjoy it. It's coming out next summer. It stars yours truly, along with my good buddy Straight Silver. And some camera work by Backy. And some, of course, camera work, special effects. Acting, editing, composing music, stunts, catering, everything else I'm doing. But the important thing to remember is I'm also handsome, so there's that. I want to share the trailer with you because it's still a work in progress. This is just a... My plan is to do a... What? What is it now? All right. Oh my goodness. Gentle shove. Oh, I love you, son. You're so bothered. He's so bothered. All right. Do one teaser trailer, which I will release probably next Wednesday. I want to do some promotions for it. And, you know how it is. You know how I get. But, yeah, I want to do some promotions for it. And, we shall see, you know, if anybody digs it or not. I don't, hilarious. And at the same time, very ominous and dark and scary. But also funny, but scary. Don't forget the funny part, but it's like 90% scary. So there's that that you have to come to terms with, and I'm coming to terms with it right now. So that being said, I hope you're doing well. I'm okay. I'm good. How are you? And that's enough about me. So I'm very much looking forward to this trailer release. I'll go ahead and play the trailer for you because I'm a nice guy. Totally up to the imagination. You have no idea what you're listening to. And when you see it, you're going to be like, oh, shit. So there's that. For anybody who's listening, today's secret word is 7. Not the number, the word. So when somebody says the word 7, you say, ha-ha, 7. And they'll be like, what's in the box? Oh, that'll be great. All right. Did you know that the bad guy from the movie Little Monsters was named Boy? Did you know that? I bet you didn't. I bet you didn't know that I'm a huge Fred Savage fan. I am a subscriber to The Savage Life. Doing it the Savage way and coming on the back. That's all things that I love. All those things are Fred Savage. Also, he did Working. He's done a bunch of episodes of It's Always Sunny. I like his stuff, man. I love The Wonder Years. I love cats that are all hopped up on goofballs, like this one knocking shit over in the background. But alright, so I'm going to wrap up this episode and also say there's some fucked up shit that's happened recently. Some real fucked up shit. But I want to talk about something that is, it's sad and it's fucked up, but I have to bring it up because I love this man and he is no longer with us. And I'm talking about the late, the great Peter Scolari. Peter Scolari, if you don't know Peter Scolari, let me give you a quick rundown. He was... Okay, so... I get distracted sometimes. It's a thing that happens with me. But let's go back to my friend, Mr. Scolari. Or as we all know him, Wayne Szalinski. Peter Thomas Scolari, born September 12th, 1955. Unfortunately, he passed away October 22nd, 2021. An American actor, best known for his roles Michael Harris on Newhart, Henry Desmond on Bosom Buddies, And let's see here. That's not what I know him best as. Like, seriously, he's always going to be Wayne Szalinski to me. You know, it's... Oh, and he was born in, did I say? New Rochelle, New York? I don't believe I did. New Rochelle, New York. Years active. So he started acting in 78. And he kept on acting until... Oh, shit, he has four kids. Okay, so... Described his father as an abusive... Oh, shit. Okay, let's not get into that. All right, Peter Scolari's ongoing role was the short-lived 1980 sitcom Good Time Girls. I've never even heard of Good Time Girls. Scolari joined the cast of Newhart, opposite Bob Newhart. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, I'm cruising through his Wikipedia page because... Here we go. Peter Scolari spent three seasons playing inventor Wayne Szalinski, a role originated on film by Rick Moranis in the TV adaptation of the Disney film Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. He later had a reoccurring role as the father of Lena Dunham's character on HBO's Girls, for which he won an Emmy in 2016. He also portrayed Gotham City's corrupt police commissioner, Gillian B. Loeb. Oh, wow, he was fucking Commissioner Loeb. In Fox's superhero crime drama, Gotham. I have not watched Gotham, so that's awesome. Now I have to look forward to seeing Peter Scolari in it, because I dig him, man. He also appeared on Broadway in Wicked, Sly Fox, Hairspray. Fuck yeah, I love Hairspray. And Lucky Guy. Man, that's fucking crazy. So... In 1996, Scolari starred in a version of the stage musical Stop the Wind, I Want to Get Off. I'm sorry, Stop the World, I Want to Get Off. Is that how it's called? Stop the World, Stop the Wind. Stop the Wind! Peter Scolari starred in a version of the stage musical Stop the World, I Want to Get Off, produced by A&E Television Network. In 2014, Scolari portrayed Yogi Berra in Bronx Bombers, Yogi Berra. Berra. Subsequently, he played part in The Wizard of Oz on... He played the part of the Wizard of Oz in the Broadway musical Wicked. Oh, shit, so he played the Wizard. Oh, wow. So in 2014, an episode of Oprah, Where Are They Now?, brought up Scolari's substance abuse and his struggles with bipolar disorder. Holy shit. I fucking missed this dude already. Scolari died from leukemia in Manhattan at the age of 66. He had been diagnosed with the disease 2 years earlier. Fuck. So, the Rosebud Beach Hotel, Mr. Bill's Real Life Adventures, he played Mr. Bill. Corporate Affairs, let's see here, Ticks. Is that the movie I'm thinking it is? That's the movie where there's a bunch of killer ticks. Oh my God. Camp Nowhere, That Thing You Do, Sorority Boys. Oh yeah, oh my God. Polar Express. Magnificent Desolation, Walking on the Moon. Okay. He was a voice, and that was a documentary or a short. And it's in 3D. Magnificent Desolation, Walking on the Moon. I've never even heard of that. Let's see here. Mentor, Suburban Girl, A Plum Summer. Dean, another movie, Dean, 2016. Looks That Kill, 2020. Let's see, Angie, Good Time Girls, Bosom Buddies. Circus of the Stars, he played himself. Remington Steele, let's see here, Carpool. Happy Days, holy shit, that's right. I want to rewatch Happy Days. That's just Sunday, Monday, fucking days. All right. Baby Makes Five, Amazon's. Ooh, Amazon's. Finder of Lost Loves. Okay. Newhart Hotel. Family Ties. Okay, so we did Family Ties. The Love Boat. He was also on The Love Boat. Fresno. Fatal Confession. A Father. Drowling Mystery. The New Mike Hammer. Interesting. He did not play Mike Hammer. he played Andy Shales. Harry Anderson's Sideshow. He played for Harry Anderson. Fuck, dude. Okay, that's... I miss him. The Twilight Zone. Yes. Yes and yes. That was in 1988. You all right, boy? Am I boring you? I guess I'm boring him. Okay, Perry Mason. Let's see here. Batman the Animated Series. He played John Hamner. Episode Moon of the Wolf. I'll have to rewatch that one. The Mommies. Let's see here. These are all television appearances. Animaniacs. Wilford B. Wolf. Episode Moon over Minerva. Okay. Empty Nest. Oh my God. I used to watch the fuck out of Empty Nest. It was also, it was like my, what was it? It was like my Murder, She Wrote. I would watch that too because it was what we did. And by we, I mean like, you know, my grandmother would be like, here you go, you can watch TV. And I'm like, the Golden Girls are on? Thank you for being a friend. You know, so I watched a lot of terrible television. Oh, God. Okay, Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman. Stuart Hofferman. Touched by an Angel, which I always thought sounded very dirty. You know, because, like, if you're touched by death, it's bad. If you're touched by an angel, also bad if it's not, you know, it's not consensual. Animaniacs. The Driver, which... Okay, 1 in 93. Dave's World. Holy shit, I remember Dave's World. In 94, he also played again The Driver, the episode, The Mindy 500. 1995, Dave's World. The Mommies. A Whole New Ball Game. Batman the Animated Series. The Shark, Gunther Hardwick. Voice episode, The Terrible Trio. Oh shit, I remember that. That's a fucking great episode. So he played the shark. Dweebs, Can't Hurry Love, Gargoyles. He was in 5 episodes as Preston Vogel. Wow, Gargoyles. Fuck, dude. The Drew Carey Show, Councilman Kip. Kemp, I'm sorry, Kemp. K-E-M-P. Councilman Kemp. Oh, yeah, that's right. When they're rezoning, that's the episode, What the zoning inspector saw. That was where he's... I can't remember the chick that he's dating, but... exposed... Oh, shit, it was one of the aunts from Sabrina. Clarissa, the Teenage Witch. Sabrina, the Teenage Witch. I wanted to say Clarissa so bad. Wouldn't that be crazy if, like, she fucking met up with her and, like... You know, na 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 na. So yeah, not Zelda, the other one, not the skinny, ugly one, the chubby, pretty one. She was the one that was Drew Carey's girlfriend, and Peter Scolari played the fucking man. I keep bringing up Drew Carey. I watched that fucking show so much, so many guest stars. He was the zoning commissioner, and there was one where there was a scene where they brought in the some chick that ran a brothel out of her fucking garage or whatever, and he says hi to one of the strippers. He's like, hi, like Candy or whatever her name is. It's I'm not doing it justice. This guy's fucking amazing. Okay, moving on. Oh my God, okay, 1997. He was the voice of Brad in the episode From Brad to Worse from a little show called Duckman, Private Dick / Family Man. Duckman, you thrust your pelvis. You thrust your pelvis. You thrust your pelvis. Fucking Duckman. Okay, the nanny. He was Leslie Tilbert in the episode of the bank robbery. Okay, George and Leo, I've never heard of. Pinky and the Brain, Weird Guy, episode Mice Don't Dance, and Brain Drained. Okay, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, I've already mentioned the fuck out of. Pinky and the Brain again, the voice Mr. Perfect. So he went from Weird Guy to Mr. Perfect. That's awesome that that's all he did from 97 to 2000. That's fucking dope. But that's actually not true. oh yeah, so Various. He was also other characters, but I'll go more into that later. From the Earth to the Moon, Pete Conrad. Can We Do This was the episode, okay. Hey Arnold, he was Doug. Stinky Goes to Hollywood. All right, let's see here. Ultimate Christmas Presents. I've never heard of that. Touched by an Angel, still inappropriate. Ally McBeal, played Hooli. 911. 1-1 spell. It's the numbers are spelled out. It wasn't 7. King of Queens, he played Ron. ER, this is in 2002. King of Queens, he played Ron. ER, he played Kyle Evans. Let's see here. The West Wing, he was on What I Like About You. What's New, Scooby-Doo. Whoa. Oh, 2003 on Sabrina the Teenage Witch, he played the Ringmaster on an episode, Cirque de Sabrina. That's my voice snoring. Big Love, he's a seminary teacher, episode Affair. I don't know what episode that is. American Dad, he played himself as a limo driver in the episode Roger and Me. Batman the Brave and the Bold, he played Ray Palmer, the Atom, in the episode Sword of the Atom. Oh, man. Girls. So he was in Girls from fucking 2012 to 2017. I mean, fuck. Received a fucking award. Outstanding Guest Actor in a Comedy Series. Emmy Award winning. He played Tad Horvath. So, goddamn. 2013, White Collar. 2015, Gotham. / Chopped. Chopped, he played himself. Chopped is that episode Actors... I'm sorry, Tournament of Star Actors. I like Chopped. I like Chopped 420, but, I mean, I think Chopped is the same thing. Just with weed. Who doesn't cook with weed? What are you doing? Let's see here. Law & Order Special Victims Unit. He played Dr. Dennis Barkley. Episode Unintended Consequences. Ooh! I'm fucking Murphy Brown! The new Murphy Brown from 2018. I didn't see the original Murphy Brown on his credit. Murphy Brown was another fucking show I watched. Kids today aren't fucking watching shows. Kids today are watching YouTube, which, where's the nostalgia in that? They're gonna go back and watch a live stream from fucking 2018? I guess when you could be watching fucking Newhart or fucking anything Peter Scolari's in, like Girls or Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. All I'm saying is I miss Peter Scolari. He was amazing and damn it, man. Damn it. He's gone. Force your children to watch Peter Scolari stuff. Instead of watching bullshit on the fucking YouTube, by the way, I have a show on YouTube I'm doing an intro. Instead of watching streaming games, I've never streamed a game in my life. Like, there's something about nostalgia. In 20 years, when these kids are grown up, they're gonna be nostalgic about the shit that those people were talking about. They're not even going to understand what fucking nostalgia is because we've been cramming down all the shit that we loved down their throats because they keep remaking, like, they keep pushing remakes and revamps and reinvigorations of franchises that were very popular. So, like, yeah, there's going to be some kind of connection, but things had quality and things didn't have quality. Nowadays, it's the same, but there's so much more to choose from. So something that would be nostalgic to them could be brand new to us, and we have to just remember that the old stuff for us still carries weight. If you watch Newhart, it's nowhere near as good as Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. But you might be a Girls fan. I've never seen an episode of Girls in my life. But if that's your jam, Peter Scolari's also in it. You know what I'm saying? So show them Peter Scolari, because it's sad that he's gone, but fuck, did he do a lot of shit. Like, he did a fuck ton of shit. So, I mean, not shit, but like a fuck ton of stuff. A fuck ton of content. And Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, without a doubt, is my favorite. He also has voices on Batman. Batman in general. Having worked with Batman in any way. Come on. That's amazing. I hope I did him justice in this rant of me reading off his Wikipedia, but fuck, man, it sucks that he's gone, but boy, he did some great stuff. Tom Hanks's right-hand man in the show Bosom Buddies, which was the diving board or the stepping stone to Tom Hanks getting a career and, you know, being in stuff, until he wasn't really, you know, in too high of a demand. And then things changed. But, you know, that's the way it goes. Anyway, I'm not here to talk about Tom Hanks like I did with my whole Norm MacDonald, Drew Carey kind of thing. I'm here to talk about Peter Scolari and how he went on to do one of the most underrated and badass shows / weirdest shows ever. And that show is called Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, the television show. The TV show. The television McShow. It is fucking amazing. If you have not seen Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, the TV show, everybody fucking kicks ass. Everybody. There is not a person there who isn't delivering. They're not, like, everybody's firing on all cylinders. Granted, two of the actors are child actors, but they're fucking good, man. Like, so, nobody can replace Rick Moranis. That's not a thing that can really happen. I love Rick Moranis. I mean, Strange Brew all the fucking way. I'm all about it. You know, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. I'm all about it. But that television show took Wayne Szalinski in a far deeper area that I felt came across in the movies, because the movies, I mean, that character's real two-dimensional, man. He's the cliche dad who is an absent-minded professor, but also a loving dad. So there's a lot of fucking variables, and there's a lot of, like, weird shit that goes on that you have to kind of just understand are, you know, gonna be peculiar. Like, I may be prattling on here, but it's because I'm distracted by my cats. Anyway, everybody in the fucking show kicks ass. It's
Adrian being sexy. As a character, Adrian is stiff.
So, it started in 1997. It ran for three seasons. Three seasons. Every episode is fucking crazy. Barbara Woods one of the most attractive fucking blondes to ever be next to Peter Scolari. Hilary Tuck, Thomas Dekker. Everybody in the fucking show is great, man. The first episode aired September 22nd, 1997. I really like it. It's damn good. And I can't say enough about it. It should have gotten its own fucking movie. But, there's so much to it. I'm really not doing it justice. But I love the Zelinsky family, and you get way better stories from the show than you do any of the movies. I know that people love the first movie. Pardon me. I know that people love the first movie, but damn it. I mean, fuck, man. Every episode, whether it's silly or not, it's like Are You Afraid of the Dark? Whether it's actually scary or just really silly, like that Riddles one, which is their first episode, it's about creativity, and I can't stress enough how Peter Scolari really was the best. This guy's performance is Wayne Zelinsky. It's subtle. It's subtle, but it's intense at the right times. Case in point, there's one instance where both of his shoes are on fire because of some kind of mishap. And his response is, cheese and rice, which tastes delicious, but is something that you would have to spend more time with the character to hear how he swears. Because the way people swear, it says a lot. It says a lot. I mean, fucking. There's a fucking story coming up. I'll share that with you next week. Because, I mean, why the fuck not? Right now, I got another podcast I want to listen to. I've got a video to edit. And I'm trying to fucking deal with issues. Because you can't control everything. And that's one of those things I learned very early on in life. But you can affect, you know, things around you. And you can make a difference if you try. And nothing happens overnight. Claudia, do you mind? Thank you. Nothing happens overnight, and I get that. But Claudia, sweetie, you're totally proving my point. Oh, nothing happens overnight. But if you work at it, and you work for it, then Claudia will continue to do it. I love you, Claudia. You're awesome. It's about putting in hard work. And I'm not working as hard on these shows because, like I said, they're therapy to me. If anybody's listening, you know, I appreciate it. I really do. But share this. Like, share my good episodes. Don't share the... like, keep listening till he kind of falls off in the 150s, but when he gets to the 160s, he's starting to be good again. I'm in a funk, you know? I just don't want to let everything that's overwhelming me bury me, and that's a difficult road to navigate when you're just, you know, you've got too much on your plate as it is. So you kind of have to pick and choose what you can deal with and what you can't deal with. And that's not really, that's easier said than done. That's way easier said than done. There's a lot of things I can't deal with that I just have to come to terms with. Personally, I have a problem eating with plastic silverware. I bit into a fork one time. It fucking, like, cut up my mouth and shit like that. I was chewing on plastic. I don't like it. It really searing experience for me. Ruined the whole fucking meal. I didn't like it. I did not fucking like it. And now I just have this thing where I'd rather eat using metal utensils, which, you know, might seem less sanitary to some people, but I don't like eating with plastic, because if it's a cheap, real cheap quality plastic, you can fucking have a goddamn spoonful of fucking rice and bite into it, then you don't have a goddamn spoon top head shovel part anymore. And it sucks. It sucks. So that's something that I've recently had to address a couple times, because I went to a couple of places that didn't have actual serverware, and I felt anxious. I felt really anxious and out of place. But ultimately, I just tried not to embarrass the people that I was with, because a lot of times that's what it comes down to, is that you just don't want to make other people feel uncomfortable because you feel uncomfortable. You want to just kind of keep it to yourself. You know, you kind of want to, like, you know, just have some reserve, man. Have some sort of ability to control yourself. Because I have trouble controlling myself. I can't do it all the time, but I do it a majority of the time, and I hold back a lot, but it's one of those things that you can't always control circumstances, and you just have to be either upset about it later or just remove yourself from the whole fucking thing, you know? I just was very careful and very gentle using the plasticware, and I just used it very sparingly, like maybe once or twice, and that's it, because like I really don't like biting into a piece of fucking cutlery that's gonna like break off in my damn mouth or in my hand, or, you know, it sucks. I don't like it, and I don't care. I honestly don't care how you look at me if that's the case. Like, if that was an issue, I wouldn't be doing the fucking show. But the whole thing is, that's something I have an issue with, and I've had an issue with since a young age. And I'm getting better at dealing with it, and I'm just trying to stay positive about it. But there's other things that honestly are triggers for me, and I haven't figured out yet how to deal with them. And I'm working on it, you know? Everybody, you're either moving forward towards improvement or you're staying still and fucking sinking. And I just believe I'm making that up as I go along. So, that's a cat ripping apart a chair. So your left side is port and your right side is starboard, but that's only if you're facing the right direction. If you're facing the front of the boat. Wait. Yes. I believe so. All right, that's going to go ahead and do it for this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for listening to me go, and make sure, if you give a fuck about any of the things that I do, to share them. I hope you enjoyed the trailer. I hope you look forward to my next short film. And I hope you see me on the streets and give me money. That would be great. If not, my cats will haunt you in your dreams. But that's better than me doing it for the time being. I also want to thank everybody who's anybody, because anybody who's nobody is somebody to me, or something like that. I don't know. I heard somebody say it some time ago. It sounded like me. Probably me. I said it. I probably will never see you. That's pretty damn accurate. But I will speak to you again in the future from the past. So till then. What about our restaurant dream? The reggae Italian place. Dreadlock pasta. Nobody wants to eat pasta that they think has hair in it. What about angel hair pasta? You're not listening to me.